Let us help you reach your peak in retirement. It's time for Retirement Elevated with Sean Lee.
Hey everybody, this is Sean P. Lee with Elevated Retirement Group, and I wanted to take a moment and thank you for listening to our podcast, Retirement Elevated with Sean P. Lee. Now you can catch our podcast on iTunes or directly through our link on our website, but I wanted to spend some time today talking to you about some new information that's come out about required minimum distributions and how new IRA proposals from Congress can benefit those over the age of 70 and a half. Now, the Family Savings Act of 2018 proposes three big IRA changes that could really help seniors and their families. Now, two of these three proposals in the act are geared towards IRA owners who are over age 70 and a half. Now, if you think about it, the required minimum distribution that you have to take at 70 and a half, or that age when you're forced to take withdrawals from your accounts, could really potentially be a crutch for a lot of people as they start to get up into their retirement years. You know, that required minimum distribution in a lot of cases isn't necessary for many people to withdraw from their accounts. And what that does, that causes an additional unnecessary taxable event. This is actually really exciting about some of the proposals that Congress has made. And I wanted to spend some time talking about those benefits in this act. Now, this is the Family Savings Act of 2018. And the first big IRA change that could potentially help seniors and their families is the repeal of the age restriction for making traditional IRA contributions. Now, this is going to become effective after 2018. And what this repeal of the age restriction does is it allows those that are continuing to work after age 70 and a half to continue to contribute to a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA account. Now, currently, under current law, a contribution cannot be made to a traditional IRA for the year an IRA owner turns 70 and a half. However, this restriction does not apply to SEP or simple IRAs. Now, granted, this only affects those that are still working after age 70, but removing this age restriction could provide a double benefit for an older couple where both are over age 70 and a half and where one spouse is working and the other isn't. So a spousal IRA contribution could potentially be made for the non-employed spouse, effectively doubling the IRA contribution for a couple to $13,000. Now, this is a big deal. It allows those working couples over the age of 70 and a half to go ahead and be able to make some contributions at this point. Now, the second piece to this is Congress is proposing that we exempt required minimum distributions for total retirement balances of $50,000 or less. So this is another good proposal. Now, the $50,000 amount is based on the value of all retirement funds at the end of the year and is to be adjusted for inflation for years after 2019. Now, the exemption is not per IRA or plan. It only applies to required minimum distributions during the account owner's lifetime, and it does not apply to required minimum distributions for inherited IRAs or those plans. So anyone with $50,000 or less in their retirement accounts, well, they'll likely need this money and end up withdrawing anyway, but at least they're not going to have to bother with required minimum distribution calculations, rules, and penalties. So it's going to make life a little bit simpler for them. Now, the last piece to this proposal is that they make it penalty-free retirement withdrawals for birth or adoption, and this will also be effective after 2018. So this proposal adds another exception to the 10% early withdrawal penalty rule. Now, currently for births or adoptions, they're limited to up to 7,500 overall, not each year. And the distribution would have to occur within 1 year from the birth or adoption. So in addition, the distributions taken under this proposal could be repaid in a future year as a rollover. The other benefit to this that I really think that we need to talk about are in this proposal, there are revised life expectancy tables as well. Now, currently, if we're 70 and a half, we've got to take out a required minimum distribution based on a distribution table that hasn't really been changed in a number of years. They were last updated in 2002. So 16 years later, we're still running under the same life expectancy tables. Well, over the last 16 years, life expectancy has increased. Over the last 16 years, many retirees and pre-retirees continue to work into their later years, and they're working closer to that 70 and a half age anyways. This is a good thing. So the changes that were proposed in this Family Savings Act, and the president just signed this executive order on August 31st, included a provision asking for a review of the life expectancy tables for taking mandatory withdrawals to be changed. Now, this change, to be honest, doesn't require legislation. The Treasury can do this like they've done in the past, and they could go ahead and change those life expectancy tables. So what this will do is that this is going to lower your required minimum distributions somewhat, but don't expect a huge savings since the average life expectancy may only increase 2 years or so. But it's something to keep an eye on. Here at Elevated Retirement Group, we always want to make sure that you're up to date. That's why we have the podcast. That's why we're passing the information along. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to us here through the podcast. You can reach out to me at www.elevatemyretirement.com, or just go ahead and give our office a call at 801-639-0095. We'd love the opportunity to have a conversation with you. I really believe that this required minimum distribution discussion needs to happen for a lot of people. And if you haven't had that discussion with your current advisor, you need to have it. Thanks for listening. We hope to hear from you soon. All the best.
Investment advisory services offered through Elevated Capital Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.